You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My name's Nicholas, and we're going through the scripture here, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we're continuing in the gospel according to Mark. And Yahshua is giving us a little bit of prophecy, a little admonition for his disciples there, and for us also, whatever we can apply to our lives. He says, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ. People that come in his name, they call themselves things like Vicar of Christ, or they may call themselves Reverend, or many other titles that they apply to themselves. And some will even say that I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. And to this day, we're hearing of wars and rumors of wars. They were hearing of them then. It's been going on for 2,000 years since Yeshua came and died and then rose from the dead and ascended to be with the Father. It's been going on and will continue until he comes. He says, you hear of wars and rumors of wars. Be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And this is the wars and rumors of wars. And there shall be earthquakes in different places. Yes, and we've had earthquakes in different places, all over the place. You got this, I hear these guys that come on and, oh, all the earthquakes, and they get excited about every little thing that happens. But Yahshua says, hey, this is the normal stuff that's going to go on until I return. Don't be troubled. He said, there'll be famine. And yes, we have the famines. Millions have starved, and perhaps millions more will starve. There shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. He says, these are the beginnings of sorrows. So you got the guys that, you know, the chicken little guys, and I hear them on some of the programs. Everything, oh my, everything that happens, they got to latch onto it, and the sky is falling, and fear-mongering, and whatever sells the best, I guess. And on and on it goes. But he says, these are the beginnings of sorrows. The sorrows have just begun. That's what he says. And of course, speaking to them, they're going to hear these things in their lifetime. They're going to see these things beginning. And of course, the sorrows of all of these things, of the earthquakes and the famines and the pestilence and the wars and the rumors of wars have continued as they began then. He says in verse 9 of chapter 13, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. Now, it's getting personal. Take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my name, for my sake, and for a testimony against them. And you know, this continues to this day. And I think of some of the people of the church out there that are losing everything. They're going before judges, and people are judging them unjustly, stealing from them, destroying their families, and trying to destroy their children. But God is faithful. We may go through the trials and the tribulation, and our children may go through the trials and tribulation, but God is faithful, and he will deliver us. But it says it is a testimony against them. We do it. We go before rulers and kings and judges and magistrates and government workers with their megalomaniac complexes, their authority, and it's not true authority, their tyrannical power that they are able to use to enforce their will and their perverted ideas of the way things should be against God's people. But guess what? It is a testimony against them. And there's a man who I really don't have a lot of respect for, but he said one thing that I'll never forget. And I'm sure he didn't originate it. I don't know where he got it from. Perhaps he was quoting a great man like Patton or somebody, but he said, evil exists. No, he said, the good suffer. Good people suffer, or the innocent suffer, that evil may be punished. And I've kept that in my mind for many years and molded around. And it agrees with the scripture. It agrees with the scripture right here. For a testimony against them. The innocent suffer, that evil may be punished. When they persecute us, when they do all manner of evil against us, it works out for our good, but it ain't going to work out for their good. It's not going to work out very well for them. It is a testimony against them. And that testimony will stand in the judgment. When they stand before the Messiah to give account for all the things that they did in their life, all of the evil that they enforced upon others, all their hope of just becoming dirt, or their false hope, whatever it may have been, of becoming nothing, or being recycled in the earth, it's all going to disappear because they're going to stand before that judge. And standing before them, standing with them before the judge, will be the testimony against them. He said, I'll read it again, chapter 13 and verse 9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten. So there we have the councils, and of course their synagogue is a courtroom with the black-robed priest up there. And of course they have their temple police to enforce whatever they want. They'll put you in a cell and have you beaten, deprive you of your health and decent food, and do everything they can to destroy you. You shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. And if you look at that word nations, and we've been reading a lot of nations here, it's that same word, ethnos. And that's why I think that in a lot of cases you can, where it is not specifically referring to nations other than Israel in the scripture, you can replace the word Gentiles with nations. Because, for instance, when Yahshua said, the times of the Gentiles, the times of the nations, and I believe he was referring to, because the times of the nations, or the Gentiles, the other nations, having dominance over Israel and having rule in the whole earth, began with Babylon at the first abomination which maketh desolate, at the first desolation of Jerusalem and the temple by Babylon, and continues until this day. And that is, when I think of that phrase that the Messiah gave us, the times of the Gentiles, well, it's the times of the nations. And it is depicted, go back to Daniel chapter 2 and read about the image, the dream of the image and the interpretation there in chapter 2 of Daniel. And you'll be reading about the times of the Gentiles, because he said that Jerusalem will be trodden of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And of course, that image dream, that depiction of the times of the nations, or the times of the Gentiles, tells us that when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled is the time that the Messiah comes back, the stone becomes a great mountain, the mountain strikes the image of the feet in the feet and obliterates it. And of course, the image representing all of the nations of all mankind from the time that Babylon decimated Jerusalem and the temple at the first abomination, which maketh desolate. So, and that's a pretty good eschatological teaching, if you ask me. And I believe you can take that to the bank. So he says, take heed to yourselves. We read that. Verse 10. And the gospel must first be published among all nations, and it has been, and it is. And there's another reason why the gospel, the word of God, the oracles of God, which had up to that time been transmitted to the nation of God, to Israel, in the language of the Hebrew people, But after that time, after Daniel's 70th week, after the 70 weeks that were determined for Israel were accomplished, the word of God is now transmitted into the language of the nations. And that's why we have all of the New Testament writings in Greek, because Greek was the international language of the day. And today, of course, English is the international language of the day. And so you see that the gospel, the New Testament, and the Old Testament is being translated from the King James Version into every other language today. So it just follows with what the Messiah is telling us here, that first, the gospel must first be published. You know, what did Yahshua know about publishing? Well, publishing in his day was where the scribes had to write out every word. And if they made a mistake, they had to throw that scroll away or correct it or call in a council to fix it or whatever they had to do. But they accurately and faithfully transcribed every word of the scripture by hand. So books and scrolls and writings were very expensive in that day because they all had to be hand done. But now, oh, with the printing press, you talk about publishing. And so he's looking way ahead here when he says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. And that work is continuing today. There are entire societies and ministries that all they're devoted to is going even now to all the obscure dialects and translating the authorized King James Version of the Bible into every obscure dialect, every nation, every ethnos. So the gospel must be published among all nations. He continues, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever you shall be given in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And I think this is where a lot of Christians run into problems today. We have it demonstrated. Yahshua did not get a lawyer. He did not get an agent of the court that was coming against him to represent him. I have a friend who went to court here. He got stopped while traveling in his vehicle without showing these papers, please. And because he didn't have the papers, because of course he's not a idolater and he's not a socialist, so he doesn't have a socialist number, and he refuses to have Minerva stamped on his face to get a pass to an anti-harassment pass. That's what I call it. It's a please don't harass me pass, because I'm afraid of you. Oh, and yes, you know, I don't want to get beaten up. I have a healthy fear of the policy enforcers. The force is with them. They have the guns and they have the army, and they can call them down on you whenever they want, as I have a healthy fear and respect for that. But Yahshua did say, he said, fear not them that can kill the body. So up and to killing me, I'm not to fear them. I'm to fear the one who can cast both body into hell more than I fear them. So yes, I'm not insane. I do have a healthy fear and respect for the force that they wield. And I try to avoid it at all costs. They're over there in the iron. I'm over here in the clay, and I try to navigate in the clay as much as I can. I don't want to tread over that iron, because that iron is pretty darn hard when it hits you, and they like to trample you every chance they get. So just a little indication of how we need to walk in these days. But he says, and getting back to having one of theirs represent you. And my friend, he got into the court, and he said, I don't need anyone to represent me. And I am not representing myself. I am presenting myself. I am here. And of course, after a while, they had to turn him out. They tried locking him up and coercing and convincing him to sign things, giving them jurisdiction and authority, acquiescing to them, giving them permission to do whatever they wanted, because every time you sign something, you're giving them permission. You're saying, okay, I agree. Please just stop harassing me. But Yahshua says, you know, if you're not to fear death, you're not to fear anything less than death either. Oh, they might taser me. They might beat me up. They might steal my vehicle. They might lock me. They might kill me. And they might. And they do. They kill people all the time. But don't get a lawyer to represent you. It is not going to do any good. I think it's a great error. Because these lawyers they represent you. They tell you to shut up. They don't let you speak in your own defense. How can the Holy Spirit do what he says that he's going to do here through the Messiah and the Word of God? He says, do not premeditate, but whatsoever, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And if your lawyer who's representing you, you aren't there, you aren't allowed to speak because he's representing you. Well, you know, I have the man here, but I'm going to represent him in another form. And don't be surprised if the Holy Ghost don't speak through your lawyer. No, I'd have to refuse, because the scripture says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So if they say, well, we'll give you a lawyer, okay, send him in. And the lawyer comes in and I say, give me some godly counsel, lawyer. He said, well, I can't do that. And he'll start giving me the law of man. I want the law of God, sir. I'm sorry, you can't represent me because I am not to walk. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I can't accept your ungodly counsel. I can't shut up because the word says that the Holy Ghost will put words in my mouth when the time comes. And if you don't let me speak, then how is the Holy Ghost going to work through my lips? Paul didn't do it. Peter didn't do it. Yahshua didn't do it. They all went to court. They all stood before magistrates and leaders and rulers and the guys with the robes in the synagogues or courtrooms on their high benches with their flowing robes. And they testified without anybody representing them. They were present themselves. They had no need to be represented. And these days are coming where they're going to drag us in. And don't cry out. Don't become so fearful thinking that one of theirs is going to get you off. Because if God's going to get you off, he's going to get you off. But we know that whatever happens, good or ill, whether they even kill us, no matter what they do to us, whether we get off or whatever, it will be a testimony against them from the prior verses there. So, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And you know, Heavenly Father, I just pray for myself and all those that are listening to me and anyone who's not listening to me, who's read your word, read this before, that you will give us the wisdom in the time of need to heed these words of yours, that we may completely do your will. And whether it is to get off or to be cast into prison. And as some of friends of ours are in prison now and doing prison ministry. Yes, they're working for God in prison. And if you go to prison, if I go to prison, well, that's when my prison ministry will begin, if I am able to do it. If they lock me in a cell, well, then I'm just going to sing praises and recite the Word of God. And I'm going to use that as my sustenance. And I'm going to let his angels and his Holy Spirit minister to me while I'm there, no matter what they do. Even if they kill me, it doesn't matter. I'll just be like that first martyr who saw the heavens opened up and he saw the Son of Man. He saw Yahshua sitting at the right hand of God, and they stopped their ears and they continued to stone him until he was dead. Yes, fear not them that kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell. Yahshua continuing, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. And children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And oh boy, we're in those days. You got a lot of Christians out there sending their children off to public schools to be brainwashed, to be conditioned by the state, by Rome. That's right. By the Roman state, by the iron out there that's going to last until the Messiah comes and brings his kingdom and strikes the image in the feet. There's no arguing with that. It is Rome. It is the Roman Empire in the form it's in today, all broken up. Mingled with it is the clay. That's us, the people of God. And it's all around us. The Holy Roman Empire is here. And of course, keeping itself hid from view, learning its lessons from history, exercising authority. And of course, you see the second beast is going to give its power and cause as many as will not worship the first beast. Well, we know what's coming. We know what's coming. You've been listening to Cross the Border. Tell someone about Cross the Border. Tell them to listen to this program. Get it from the archives. It'll be archived later today. Tonight, and have them listen, or look on the schedule page and have them listen at that time.